VR4 AAE Mobile.
TLX Mobile.
N6 TLX. This is KR4 AAE. I hope I got your call right.
November AAE. This is November 6th. Name here is Mike.
Morning, Mike. My name is Steve, and how you doing this morning?
On to 85 here to get the word.
Section you had in northbound or southbound?
I live in Greenville County, Greer, Greenville County. So I get on at 14 and head north over to the other side of Spartanburg.
Very familiar with that stretch of highway, too. I work up by GSC Airport in that general vicinity. So I definitely see my fair share of 85 when I need to and Highway 14.
Yeah, traffic is just strange this week. It was okay Monday. It was okay Tuesday. Wednesday was heavy as heck. Yesterday was lighter, and today is non-existent. Well, the interstate there, but 14 had nobody on it.
Yeah, copy that. It's definitely, it's weird some days. I mean, just like you said, some days it can flow really good, and some days you're stuck in traffic for minutes, even hours. It's like, really? What's going on, guys? And you roll up on something, you say, why is it even slow?
Tuesday. 85 just came to a screeching halt before 290, and between 290 and 101. And there was no explanation for it. It just, you know, obviously there must have been an accident there hours before. Why are people still slowing down?
Yeah, there are things like that that I see, and I tell myself I'm not going to use a brain cell or compute cycles on trying to comprehend it. I'll just leave that to somebody else.
I have blood pressure going lately, so I decided I need to take some online courses on anger management. That's healthy.
You should say that. I remember a couple weeks back, I was driving on Woodruff Road, and I usually have a heart rate monitor and monitors all my subjects because I like to be aware of my body and what it's doing. And the stress alert came on, and on my smartwatch it said, have you considered doing any breathing exercises to lower your stress level? And I just stopped and laughed, and my wife did the same thing and said, wow, that was perfect timing.
I started doing it because, I don't know, just too much stuff going on is stressing me out. My wife is reminding me that I'm turning into the Alpha Hotel.
I did not catch the tail end of your last transmission. If you could repeat that again, that would be great.
Like, it just dropped. And I was just saying, I started doing all this because I'm getting stressed out with all the work and everything going on. And the wife reminded me that I'm turning into an Alpha Hotel.
It is amazing what stress will do to you.
You know, it's a wake-up call. Just got to be aware of it. It's like anything else. It's bad for you. You just got to become aware of it and then either go seek help or do some self-help.
I agree with you on that one. There's definitely things that, as I've gotten older, I've had to be more aware of. And stress is definitely one of them as well.
Phase in my life and career. I could retire next year if I felt like I could afford it. But retirement is supposed to be at 67, not 67. Just in that critical area where I can taste it, but I can't have it yet.
Yep, that reminds me of going to the grocery store hungry. You know you need something to eat, but you gotta wait and cook it when you get home.
The repeater's pretty scratchy today. I don't know if it's conditions or me.
Yeah, I've noticed that a little bit as well. I'm gonna say it may be conditions, because I usually hear it pretty clear in the over by Wade Hampton and Lee Road down here in
relatively new?
It is very new. It is new since December Christmas of 2024. My call sign showed up in the database, and I had just got back into the ham hobby. I was exposed to it very young, when I was younger, but I didn't grasp it. But now I do, and I said, I'm going to get back into the hobby. So here I am.
N6CLX is my original call that I got back when I came in as a technician.
Yeah, I do like the call sign. I'm thinking about changing my call sign up to Fantasy, because it is a little bit of a handful to say every now and then.
Actually, a pretty cool call for CW. Kind of flows.
Definitely would flow. Mike, if you don't mind me asking, what do you do for work?
Well, I graduated as an engineer, but when I graduated, engineers in my field weren't getting jobs, so I like to tell people I prostituted myself as a salesman, so now I've been a sales engineer for 40 years.
What field of sales engineering are you in?
Well, graduated as a mine engineer. More or less mechanical engineer, but mining is fundamental. And I've just been in sales at all over the years, six, seven different companies. That right now, I work for a German company. We manufacture specialty fans and dust collection equipment.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. Dust collection equipment. I hear that, and I think vacuum cleaners, or I think of wood shops that need dust collection.
This is tailored mainly to high fiber content dust, aka textiles. That's why they're in Spartanburg. But of course, all that business pretty much dried up. But we sell dust collection into, well, there's some textile fibers for automotive, but a lot of the business right now is in corrugated cardboard.
R4AAE. Yeah, my occupation is network engineer. I make the bits flow on the wire as fast as they can to get to their destination.
And that could be for working for anybody.
Yeah, I could definitely find a job just about anywhere if the right position came open. But when connectivity starts to go haywire and wonky, my days get very, very long.
Never happens, right?
No, never. I wouldn't even dream of that ever happening. Everything is picture perfect out there in the networking world.
Internal network file, we have a file server on a blade. It's overkill, but it was cheaper than getting a dedicated desktop, or just as expensive. So we got a blade for a file server, and then we just got a switch and then outside internet coming across the switch through a firewall, a cloud firewall. And that little stupid thing, that gives us heck every once in a while. Just that simple setup.
I would think that something that simple would not give you much problems. However, sometimes the simplest things will give you the most headache. And it's really weird how it works, because sometimes the complexity doesn't give you a problem ever. But
kind of old, and it's having some collisions. That's my feeling, at least. But, you know, the accounting system we're on, we do all our quoting in and orders and purchases and all of it. It's designed for a small business, so it sends out a lot of packets of small files back and forth. That system will slow down sometimes to a crawl.
Yeah, Yeah, without knowing the whole setup, that sounds like it could be the culprit there.
The server is on the server Windows, and I suspect when that thing's going through an update cycle, it slows everything down. That's my theory, at least. And then our phones are all VoIP, so if anything goes wonky with the switch, the phones start dropping out one by one.
Yep, that will most likely do it. Well, Mike, it's been nice talking to you. I'm back at my QTH here. I gotta get into the house and get online and get some work done. So it was nice chatting with you. This is KR4AAE for N4CLX. Be clear on your final.
Hey, have a good day. KR4AAE, this is N6CLX. That's my call in California. Talk to you later. Have a good day at work. I'm just about there too myself. N6CLX. I'll be monitoring